This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. If you'd like to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933, being broadcast out to over 113 radio affiliates in the United States of America, as well as broadcasting into 58 countries. With that said, we just got back from Ohio doing the Go Therefore conference, which was a great conference. Mike Spalding did a great job out there. He sold it out. And with that said, thank you for your support, friends. What we did is last Thursday, we left that morning. I drove about 750 miles to get there, just tired of the TSA, tired of the harassment in the airports. And with that said, we just killed it. We left in the morning, got caught in Chicago. We went all the way up to Ohio, did what we had to do. The next morning we got up, did my article, did 2 hours of radio. After we did that, I spoke that night on Saturday night, got up Sunday morning, and we drove all the way back. So we're just on top of our game, friends, because if we don't operate in such a fashion, you know what, as Abe Lincoln rightly said, love him or hate him, he was right. Do what you can do today so you don't have to do it tomorrow. And that's exactly how I think in everything, in every process, in every project that we're a part of, or event, whatever the case may be. So we just get it done. So we're back now. Now, what I want to highlight is on the way back, we stopped at a pizza place in Madison, Wisconsin. Okay? And I noticed that while we were waiting for our foods, my kids were looking over this little barrier between where you sit to eat and where they allure the kids into play. And my kids started saying, "Dad, look at the games that they want kids to play." And I looked across this little barrier, and I just thought, this isn't desensitizing only, friends. This is just the blatant, in-your-face, stupidizing of your children. I mean, we had Chucky, and we had a piece of cheese. We had another game where Bart Simpson, and for those that didn't know how Bart Simpson started, it actually started in Minneapolis out of a very communistic outlet called City Pages, and on the back of the page where Bart Simpson started, it was called, for those that did not know, I'm just enlightening you, just so you might understand the inception of these games that they have your kids playing, and these characters that they're selling to your kids as being all happy and fluffy. Well, it was called Life in Hell. And there was other games, and I just thought, my gosh, really? Are you really paying money to have your kids play these games? And look at the characters. Look at the standards that they want the kids to emulate. This, of course, is by design. But, friends, the American people are allowing this. And then I thought of a meme that I seen that came up on a live post the other day. And it was a picture of kids from the Middle East with AK-47s in their hands, where they're literally being trained up right now to war against the West. That would be us. And I thought, just think about this. They're training up their kids in the Middle East to slaughter our kids. And in America, the churches are professing and teaching through the hirelings and the whores to your kids to be compassionate, to be forgiving, to open your arms to those that mean to slaughter you. And I'm thinking to myself, what a better plan than for the enemy to take a country out? Because it's exactly what's happening. Your kids, and then on top of that, you have your politicians, your communist politicians that are attempting to strip the American people, you, from the right to bear arms. Well, the first thing you have to do is you have to dummy them down. You have to desensitize them. You have to indoctrinate them. And then once you indoctrinate them to believe that guns are bad, then they disarm. And then these little kids from the Middle East, they come in and slaughter the kids in the West. I mean, America, how much light do you need so that you may never lose it? That's why the Bible says that we're to take heed and not let the word slip from us. And common sense does come into play here. And I just thought, you know what? What people in this country need to hear and what they need to understand, again, if they don't know where they came from, they don't know where they're going. So I want to spend... I want to spend the next three segments, 2 to 3 segments, showing you your forefathers. So it went from what our forefathers went through to establish what we have. They fought, they bled, and they died, and they sacrificed to give us the freedoms that we have. And what are they doing with your kids? They're enslaving your kids. And what's terrible about all of this is it's the American people, it's the adults giving their kids over to those that mean to propagandize them in whatever facet that it may be, through entertainment, through, it's not education anymore, through indoctrination. I mean, folks, we are in it today. Here, let me give you an example here real quick. Did you know that Charles Carroll, he was a signer of the Declaration of Independence, did you know that he entered college at the age of 10 years old? And the way they were educated, friends, is not the way that you're being uneducated, being indoctrinated today. No, I mean, folks, these guys went through the school of hard knocks to give us what we have. And they were some smart, intelligent giants in the faith, friends. They were intellectual giants. And I'm talking about in a righteous, godly fashion. Fisher Ames, he entered Harvard at the age of 12. He was the one that helped. He was the architect, along with George Washington, who helped bring forth the Bill of Rights, namely the First Amendment. Then we have Benjamin Rush. He graduated Princeton at age 14 years old. And by the way, Yale, Princeton, and Harvard, and the colleges that were established in the United States of America, again, giving you your history, factual history, is they were raised up to raise up congregants to be ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. This is history, and if you want to dispute it, hey, listen, I'm here. I'm all ears. I want you to teach me something I don't know. 1-866-582-9933. We have John Trumbull. He was a law student under John Adams. I mean, you want to talk about the Colossus of Independence? You want to talk about a biblical prophet? It was John Adams, friends. And a book of remembrance has been written about him. Read the book of Malachi, friends. The Bible says that a book of remembrance will be written upon those that fear the Lord. Well, the fact of the matter is, friends, he was very much a prophet. And John Trumbull just happened to be a law student under John Adams. He was also a justice in Connecticut, the Supreme Court there. He read through the Bible at age 4 years old. And he beat a minister in a Greek contest at the age of 6 years old. You can't make this up. I'm going to come right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell." It was also the same William Booth who said, "If you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present." Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com today.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Aaron Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.
The Sons of Liberty, folks. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com, 1-866-582-9933. I'm talking about, in comparison, friends, to what your children are being taught, how your children today are being aimed at. Do I bring that up right now? I can, just real quickly. Talked to a guy locally here in the state of Minnesota this morning, and they're watching everything this criminal governor is doing and this criminal attorney general are doing. And by the way, they are plants. There's no question about it. They're bought and paid for. And they are under the control of those that mean to rule the roost. And this isn't speculation. This isn't a theory. It is a conspiracy. Jeremiah 11:9. We know that in out of their own mouths, they continuously tell us that the state of Minnesota, they want to make it a sanctuary state. It's a total violation of federal law, which makes them felons, friends. We also know that they advocate for everything God condemns. And we're seeing not only Tim Walz attempting to open the state of Minnesota up to illegals, but Keith Ellison, the new attorney general, mysteriously, again through voter fraud, just happens to be there attempting to open the state of Minnesota to the floodgates of illegal immigrants. And he told me, Bradley, he said, in the state of Minnesota, Tim Walz, other organizations along with Keith Ellison, are across the state trying to basically demonize those that would oppose the Muslims that are coming in from third world countries, namely Somalia, the most dangerous place, the most uneducated people in the world. They want to bring them into the state of Minnesota. And we know that Keith Ellison said he wanted and wants 200% more illegals. I'm sorry, illegals, I'm adding, right? Immigrants coming in from the Middle East coming into the state of Minnesota. Well, he's doing that because he wants to run for the governorship. Mark my words. We see this happening in Rochester, Minnesota, an infiltration of Muslims now, not just under the folks, the infiltration level of Muslims coming into the United States of America from the Middle East alone has doubled under Donald Trump. Just so you know, you can go to State Department's statistics to find out what I'm telling you is true, only to further solidify my point that what you're being told and what's actually happening are two different stories. So with that, we know what's happening in Willmar, Minnesota. We happen to know what's happening in Austin, Minnesota. In South Minneapolis, we know that it's one of the largest recruiting ISIS demographics in the state of Minnesota and in the United States of America, and the FBI knows this, and they do nothing. No, because they're in many cases giving cover, along with the CIA giving cover. We know that we have 35 jihadi camps in the United States of America. We've seen the reports from Fox News in 2009, which was a great report by Sean Hannity, and also a report by CNN, they blurted the truth out in their confusion. A great article, a great video, friends. You can look at those online, okay? This is all, folks, in your face. It's being played out in real time. But going back to Jim Walz and Keith Ellison in the state of Minnesota, he said now what they're doing in St. Cloud, friends, is they're trying to overthrow a school called Apollo in St. Cloud, Minnesota. And he said that they went into the school and they found out that Tim Walz and these organizations are spiderwebbing to try to take over these communities and hand them literally over to Muslim nations within the United States of America. And they have UN workers in classrooms in the state of Minnesota beginning to dictate what the teachers can talk about and what they can't talk about. You heard me right. This is happening in the state of Minnesota under Donald Trump's watch, just so you know, okay? And with that said, friends, we're also told by bus drivers and teachers who are beginning to rise up, finally, and saying, we're not going to have this, but they're being told what they can say and what they can't say. And they're also being told, the bus driver told my friend Ron Branster, hopefully we're going to have him on the radio at the end of the week here, that we're being told by the authorities that have employed them that the Somalian kids need to be treated according to their culture. And they're treated differently than the American kids are. And we also found out, Minnesota, this is going to spread, and we know it's happening in Pennsylvania and in other states, California as well, in the United States of America, that you are right now under a siege by your government, and who's behind all of this? The UN. But we're being told, friends, that right now this is happening as well. Hopefully this weekend, I'm also going to play some audio for you of Somalian teachers in schools in the state of Minnesota are teaching young people Sharia law. Folks, this is sedition. Folks, this is treason. This is all by design. This is the finger of God in judgment. If you're not going to know him in his blessings, you're going to know him in his curses. Okay? And it's not going to happen. It was like what I said to the people out in Ohio this week. When you people understand that I'm not talking about a third world country, maybe you're going to stand up and then finally do something about it. Because if you don't, you're going to go down in history as the greatest fools to your legacy. That's going to be your legacy to your posterity, to your kids. You got to stand up and fight for them, man. What they're doing is illegal, friends. It is treason, friends. This is Article 3, Section 3. Now, if you're waiting for the Trump administration to do something about the immigration problem, which he's been promising you since day one, nothing has been done. The can keeps getting kicked down the road so he can become the president for a second cycle and do nothing for the second cycle the same way that he's doing for the first cycle. Okay, this is just a fact. Okay, I talked to a man out in Washington, D.C., who is a constitutional attorney, who's been to the Supreme Court several times, and somehow or another he knows what he's doing because he wins every time he's there. This is what he told me, and I want you, America, to listen to what I'm telling you even now. It's important for Americans to understand what he said. He said that this president has the power to stop illegal immigration right now. He said, but if you're waiting for this administration to do anything, he said he's sitting on his hands. You're going to be waiting for a long time. This is what he said. He wasn't being biased, nor am I. I'm speaking in reference to constitutional law based on the biblical law about lying and stealing and treason, which applies to every single one of us, like it or not. Now, friends, I know many people are entertained with what Donald Trump is doing with Ilhan Omar, but you need to understand communist tactics here, and I want to give it to you a different way. Folks, you know communists are behind what's going on when they fail to enforce the law. We have the conservatives, along with Donald Trump's worshipers, that are continuously calling out jihad, Rep. Ilhan Omar's contempt for American law. They're not, folks, they're not trying to remove her. They're making her famous because they want to put these people up as the new face of politics, the new norm. If it wasn't true, if it was not true, then where is the DOJ in the hand of Donald Trump, where he said he could do anything that he wants with the Department of Justice? Why is he failing to enforce the law against those that are seditious, those that are subversive to American government, friends, which is a violation of federal law? How do you know communists are in charge? They leave off justice. Hey, folks. She's not being taken down. She's being puffed up. And if it weren't true, then where is the law? Where is the indictments? And if we don't have either of them, friends, we don't have justice. And while everything is being played out for the American people through the circus of politics with Rep. Ilhan Omar and all of her violations and transgressions of law, nothing happens to Ilhan. She goes on with her bad little demonic self, 1 Timothy 4:4, read it when you get a moment, and the president entertains his base by doing nothing but calling her names like a good gossip would do. He has forgotten that he's the president of the United States of America. You can mark my words, he is taking orders. You can also remember what, just to prove the point, that Mr. Roosevelt said back in the 30s that nothing happens in politics, friends. That's not first planned. And I shared with you last week to prove that point that there's 200. I'm saying the same thing in a different way. Friends, there's over 200 people running for the presidential candidacy for this cycle, and yet you've only heard of a handful of them. Those that you hate, driving support to that of Donald Trump's support base so he can continuously do for those that you hate, their biddings and their advocation for crimes against we the people behind closed doors. Because what you think you're getting rid of, you are not. You are putting him up. And he is signing off on your gun rights. He's signing off on abortion. He's signing off on illegal immigration. And he does nothing, friends, but talk, talk, talk. Okay? That's a fact, friends. It's a fact. How you know communists are in play? Because the law's not being enforced, friends, to establish justice, which guards our liberties. Just thought you might want to know. Isaiah 51:4. Check it out when you get a moment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We're going to come right back and talk about how smart our children were, our forefathers were, compared to what we see today. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million-dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is paying tribute to the nation's veterans today in New York City.
Our veterans risked everything for us. Now it is our duty to serve and protect them every single day of our lives. It is truly an honor to come back to New York City right here at Madison Square Park to be the first president ever to attend America's parade.
The president's comments come as many patriotic Americans are attending the annual Veterans Day parade in New York City. Meanwhile, in our nation's capital, Vice President Mike Pence delivering remarks at Arlington National Cemetery.
Here at Arlington and all across this nation, Americans gather to pay a debt of gratitude to the generations who've answered the call to serve in the armed forces of the United States.
This is the third consecutive year that the Vice President has been at Arlington National Cemetery. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933, folks. The only thing I can do is open up the lines. I know I'm dumping a lot of information on you. But if you're in contrast and you'd like to counter what I'm telling you right now, I would love to hear from you, man. Because I'm here to tell you, the only thing that the revisionists and the globalists and what you call the left is busy doing today is attacking what I'm establishing right now from what our forefathers established over 242 years ago. Are they attacking Christianity? Why? Because Christ is alive forevermore. And the enemy hates it, and I don't care what the enemy hates. The bottom line is, friends, is patriots, Christian patriots need to stand up and do the stuff. And call upon the God of Israel to show himself strong on our behalf to deal with this. But the American people and the church need to stand up and be the strength of the law found in the Constitution. Because if you're waiting for government to do what they're not doing, friends, they're never going to do it. And they're the wrong people, because in many cases you're going to find they're the ones creating the problem. And then they come in and play the problem solver as they just stripped you of more of your God-given rights in the process. That's called tyranny. That's why our forefathers threw people off like what you're putting up with today, that are acting in a tyrannical fashion, unlawfully, tyrannically, friends. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. Obedience to tyrants, friends, is obedience to Satan. And don't forget that. I was just talking about, during the first segment, how we came back from Ohio. We stopped in Madison, Wisconsin, and we stopped at a restaurant while we were waiting for our food. We seen some of the games. My kids, my young kids, noticed and said, "Dad, look at, they want the kids to play." They had Bart Simpson. They had other games over there. And it was just nonsensical, debased garbage. Vanity, empty, worthless, nothing to it, no substance, no educational value in these games whatsoever. Nope. And they want you to put your money in it, and that's how they want to, folks, they want to get paid dummying down your kids the same way that the NEA is today, by force, dummying down your kids. And it goes further than that, let me tell you, friends. They're attempting to strip parental authority from the parents so they can have free reign on those kids. And I am here to tell you, first and foremost, friends, that the young people in schools across the country are looking for the people that really love them enough to stand up and fight for them. They're trying to figure out why they're being subjected to everything and protected from nothing. They're trying to figure out why they're being made an open prey to those that mean to control their future. This is a fact. They're trying to figure out where the love is. What I want you to know, friends, these young people in public schools today, they hate what's being thrown down on them. They are bucking the system. And the system, the establishment, folks, with the use of the media and the NEA, are doing everything in their power to subdue anybody in a public school in the United States of America to actually stand up and call them out for who they are and what they are. And this whole thing could break wide open, friends, if there were others across the United States that were willing to get in there. And we need to understand who the good guys are according to what you read in the propaganda outlets and the bad guys. They always attack the good guys and they try to demonize them and cast into your minds that they're the bad guys. And then they protect the people that are conspiring against you, namely representatives, big companies, so on and so forth. And again, this should come as no surprise to anybody. I want to get back to this. I was sharing with you, friends, what our forefathers established, who they were, and how smart they were. Because, friends, they were real smart. Real smart. Okay? Charles Carroll was a signer of the Declaration of Independence. He entered college at the age of 10 years old. Okay. You know, I know in America, everybody grows up when they're 25 or 30, maybe. Again, all by design, give the enemy more time and more space to continuously encroach upon your God-given rights through a siege so they can take more and more, inch by inch, so you have less and less. And the process is, friends, the dummy, the stupider that young people are today, the easier it is for them to control and take it away. As a matter of fact, when I do high school assemblies, it's interesting. The first thing I'll ask the young people is, do you know your founding documents? Folks, there are going to be 3,200 students in an assembly. There can be 50 students in an assembly. How many of you guys know the Bill of Rights? How many of you guys know the Declaration of Independence? How many of you guys in this room know the Constitution? Yeah! They laugh at me. I'll say to them, what's so funny? I say to them, if you don't know your rights, you don't have any rights. And then I show them, with the question, a spiritual law. I ask them the question, how many of your grandpas, how many of your dads, your uncles, your cousins, your brothers, your neighbors fought, bled, and died ratifying the Constitution with their blood to give you the freedoms that you have? There's the answer to America's dilemma right there. Show them the price paid for their freedoms. Show them who had to die and sacrifice themselves so they have a reason to live. Because they're looking for a reason to live, friends. But you haven't found a reason to live until you first found a reason to die. And it's not about us, it's about them. Period. How many of those veterans, friends, that are 6 feet under the ground? I got a question for you. How many of those veterans that are 6 feet under the ground today at Arlington Cemetery or at a veteran memorial across the United States of America, how many of them do you think wanted to come home that didn't? Hundreds of thousands of letters pouring into America. For every unconstitutional war, I want to come home. I miss you, Mom. I miss you, wife. How many of them do you think wanted to come home, but they couldn't? And do you think this is how we honor their memory? You know, I was just listening to the break, friends. of the point man for the establishment named Donald Trump during the break. He was honoring the victims of September 11th. Oh, is he? Is he? He wants to make sure they have benefits. He's honoring the victims, really? He's honoring the victims while the borders are wide open. Are you kidding me? He's making them a prey. He's not honoring the victims. He's making the victims' families, friends, a prey before those that allegedly took down the two towers. When are you going to figure it out? This reminds me of when people, like, for example, they talk about, just like during the break again, another shooting that took place in America. And what is the conservatives of the day and the outlets of the day, how do they report it? Well, one kid was 6 years old and another teenager was 15, and then we had one in his 20s. They're playing your emotions, friends. Is it sad? Absolutely it's sad. But why isn't the government enforcing the laws against the crime of those that commit the act of murder? Hang them. Hang them publicly. Put the fear of God in them. Life for life. That's what we used to do in this country. Now what do? Now they use it as a selling point for the American people to allow themselves to be stripped from their right to bear arms by a bunch of communists. And isn't it interesting, friends? I remember perfectly when it happened and Barack Hussein Obama was shedding a tear that he had to create after a school shooting that we were told that was massive. And he was talking about his care for the kids and this needs to stop. Did you forget, America, that this is the same guy that mysteriously got into Senate in Illinois for 142 days? And in those 142 days, guess what? He voted to legalize the murder of the innocent in the womb. How many times? Over 200 times. And he also voted two times, friends, to make sure that if the baby got out alive, that the baby would have no chance out. They'd have another doctor, as you've been led to believe, another slaughtering murderer in the sight of God to snuff out the baby if he actually got out alive. And the American people thought, well, maybe we should get rid of our guns. Maybe we should just get rid of all of our guns then, really? How about we get rid of corruption? How about we take on God's government the way that we used to? And that's all we have to do, friends, is revisit and reform our government because we are the government, and deal with corruption and indict them after we remove them and charge them and send the message to the rest of corruption that we're not putting up with this anymore. How about that? How about we do that? This is communism at play. Leave off the law. Leave off the law. Magnify the crime. Magnify the crime. Strip the people of their right to bear arms. And then what does history teach us? Genocide. Oh, Bradley, the fearmonger, genocide. Hey, know history before you stick both feet in your mouth, fool. When, America, are you going to... Just think about this today. Here's the point. Do you think all those veterans 6 feet under the ground, do you think they wanted to come home? Do you think they sacrificed themselves so a bunch of people that in this country call themselves Christian patriots can sit around and do nothing and dishonor their memory by allowing tyrants that they fought against across seas to have free reign here in their own backyard to further enslave their posterity? No! That's not how you honor them. You don't honor them that way, friends. You honor them by living for what they died for. And that's what the Bible tells us. We live unto him who died for us. My goodness, America. Get out of your stupor. Wake up. Seriously, wake up. Stinking people entertaining yourselves as your kids are eating the pill. And I'm going to come back right after this, and I'm going to finish the point of how smart our forefathers were and what it is that they gave us that liberated us over 242 years, and today you're being taught just the exact opposite.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, I'm Eric Hollander, award-winning graphic designer and documentarian. Bradley's radio show, The Sons of Liberty, addresses the heroic values our nation once championed, but sadly are fading in an increasingly self-centered culture. Never one to pull punches, Bradley tells it like it is, boldly proclaiming truth to those with ears to hear.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Kick into the Sons of Liberty, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com, Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E, Twitter, Bradley Dean 1, as well, friends, Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean. Do check them out. We just posted a brand new video. Why does Billy Graham have a Hollywood star? Well, look at the doctrines. Jesus said, if the world loves you, know that the world would love its own. Check out the videos, friends, brand new. I just posted it yesterday. Also wanted to let you know, if you want to call in, please do, 1-866-582-9933. I'd also consider asking, friends, and ask you to consider supporting this ministry. We are busy little bees. We're going to be in Montana, up and coming. We just got invited Thursday to an event in Montana. We're going to be in that of Pennsylvania in the end of September. We're going to be at the state fair for 144 hours straight. We're not coming to you asking you for support to show you what we want to do. We're coming to you and say we need support for what we have been doing over the last 20 years. And if you'd like to check out that site, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. And with that said, friends, we would totally appreciate it. It's been a rough year. It's been a weird year. It's been a very weird year, but it's been a very busy year as well. We are doing this stuff. We are seeking and saving that which is lost. And the Holy Ghost is bearing witness to all truth, that men might find their faith not in the wisdom of men's words, but in the power and in the demonstration of the Spirit of God. And I praise God for that. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the store. Become a son or a daughter of Liberty. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the store or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and go to the store. Also want to give a shout out to my friend Michael Roach for his broadcast on Before It's News. And with that said, I got one more segment. I'm going to pick this up tomorrow and I'm going to be thorough. But listen, friends, on this show, I am yielded, and I'm getting a witness on it right now, I am yielded to the purpose of what the Holy Ghost wants me to do. I'm yielded to what he wants to say because the Bible says that he will not be straightened. He will not be restrained. And if the church in America and corruption in America have fought against anything harder, it is against prophetic people. Okay? And the Lord's going to have his way, either in blessings or in judgment. It's up to you. It depends on which ones you want to submit to, blessings or cursings. Leviticus 26, Deuteronomy 28. Throughout the whole Word of God, as a matter of fact. But I want to let you know that if we start going off on these bunny trails, there is a whole lot of people listening to this show right now. And if you think, well, Bradley, what'd you just go over there for? Because somebody needed it. That's why. We're not just sticking to a script here, friends. We're letting the Holy Ghost reign that Christ might be glorified. And those that need a word from the Lord are getting it. And people get it every radio show we have. Bradley, you just got off track. No, I didn't. I'm on track. I got off my script so the Lord could go and feed somebody else. When somebody walks into a restaurant, there's a menu up there, isn't there? To appeal to everybody's wants and needs. In this case, needs. The Holy Ghost knows where to go and who to go to and what it is that they need. And what it is that they need to be told. And that's what we yield ourselves for. Because when a man or a woman goes into a restaurant, not everybody's buying and ordering the same kind of meal. No. And that's what this radio show is about. So I'm humored when people say, well, Bradley, where are you at? It's so scattered. No, it's not scattered. If you're tuned into the Holy Ghost, you're getting it. If you love the truth and you know the Word of God, you're getting it. If not, you're the ones lost. I'm not. I'm being used for His glory, and that's what we're yielded for. Out of our bellies will flow rivers of living waters. Okay? Freely we receive, therefore freely we give. And it's better to give than receive. And the best radio shows that I have is when the Holy Ghost starts taking me off of my script onto what He wants to tell 15 different points during a radio show. Because a whole lot of people need the Word of the Lord. And if it weren't true, then why is it that you've made us the number one and number two show on Genesis Communication Networks, friends? People listen to this show because they're sick and tired of being sick and tired of the conservatives that are doing nothing but feeding their support base, friends, the same thing that the CIA-controlled mainstream media is. That's right. No. We want to bring answers. We might show you the problem, but I'm here to tell you, we're here to bring the answers and to bring about resolve. But the strength of that resolve comes from God through you. Because you can't do without Him independently. It's just going to turn into a curse. And you'll fail the test. Okay? Read Acts 20, verse 21. Read Matthew 3, 2. Read Mark 1, 15. Read Matthew, Mark, Luke 22, verse 47. I got these in order in my head. And then also go to Acts 2, verse 38 and Acts 20, verse 21. These are the things that the Holy Ghost is just bringing to my aid right now. Get right with you in the Lord, friends, first and foremost. Because without Him, you can do nothing. Okay? Just like Paul said, I can do nothing by myself. He's exactly right. I want to highlight this, and we're going to pick this up tomorrow, I promise. How smart were our forefathers? Put this into comparison as to what your kids are being taught today, okay? And I'll get into more specificity on this topic tomorrow concerning what I just said. Charles Carroll, signer of the Declaration of Independence, entered college at the age of 10 years old. We have Fisher Ames, architect of the First Amendment, along with George Washington, entered Harvard at age 12. I'll also give you some of these mottos tomorrow, which will show you that these are Christian colleges. They're still posted, as a matter of fact, these mottos are. Benjamin Rush graduated Princeton at age 14 years old. John Trumbull, this one blows me away. More than what these other guys have achieved, right? These are our forefathers, friends. John Trumbull, law students under John Adams. He was a justice on the Connecticut Supreme Court bench. He read through the Bible at age 4. I heard a preacher one time say the best thing my dad ever did, he made him read the Bible, okay, as a young kid, and then he made him memorize Psalm 119, the longest chapter in the Bible. It is out. I love Psalm 119. That was a free one. John Trumbull beat a minister in a Greek contest at the age of 6 years old. These are your forefathers. Greek. How many kids can barely speak English today? And it's sad to say, friends, even when I'm out and about, I talk to young people working at fast food restaurants and restaurants and just out and about, sometimes I'll ask these kids to spell simple words like shop so I can bring them through a test to kind of play games with them so I can give them the gospel. A lot of times they can't even spell the word shop. It's sad. It breaks your heart. We need to be educated and get out there, okay, so our posterity is not destroyed. John Trumbull passed a Yale entrance exam, are you ready for this one, friends, at the age of 7.5 years old. 7.5 years old. What awesome parents. What awesome parents. Parents held him out of college till he was age 13 because he didn't want to embarrass other students. Just think about that. Andrew Jackson, who got saved at the end of his life. If you don't know that story, you should look it up. Peter Cartwright, a faithful minister that pointed his finger at the president while the rest of the Pharisees just stood around and tried to make excuses. Maybe I'll tell you that story sometime. Seventh U.S. president, he was a soldier in the American Revolution at the age of 12 years old. I don't know why that gets me. Imagine being 12 years old and you have to fight for your country. Folks, I've seen Minutemen that were 7 years old. I mean, most folks, you see some 7-year-olds today walking around with diapers on. You see, as a matter of fact, you see some 25-year-olds walking around with diapers on mentally. Wisdom is justified by our children. You should be ashamed of yourself, parents, for raising up kids like that. Chastise them. Correct them. Instruct them. 2 Timothy 3:16. He was also a prisoner of war under the British, Andrew Jackson was. Here's another one for you. John Quincy Adams. He was the 6th president of the United States of America. The kid was always reading. If you have not seen the documentary by HBO, John Adams, please check it out. You'll love it. He performed drills with Minutemen, John Quincy Adams did, at the age of 8 years old. Well, kids today are what? Sitting around watching propaganda cartoons. Stripping away the sacrifice of the likes of John Adams. Just think about that. Okay? John Quincy Adams received congressional appointment to be secretary to ambassador to court of Catherine the Great in Russia. It was Prussia, but it's Russia now, right? At age 14 years old. Now look at you yet. You got these criminals going across to the UN to sell American sovereignty to them, making void through their actions, friends, the sacrifice of our forefathers, like that of John Kerry. Yeah, look at John Kerry's history, friends. He's a complete traitor. Treason, friends. Judas, Luke 22, verse 48. James Ivedell, Supreme Court Justice, appointed to public office in North Carolina to oversee finances at, guess what, friends, 17 years old. This is your forefathers. And what of William Livingston? He was a signer of the Constitution. He lived as a missionary to Indians at the age of 14 years old. You know, we've been told by the revisionists and the communists through the CIA-controlled media all the bad things that we have done to the Indians. Well, if you look at our forefathers in a lot of way, friends, we did a lot of good, too. And if it was wrong, then we need to right it. We need to correct ourselves, and I believe that we have done that in many ways. Talk to you tomorrow. I'm going to show you what they fed on tomorrow. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. Many veterans are unsure what benefits they have earned for their service. Here is your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. The VA can't help you until they know who you are. So go to the VA.gov website and look for a DD-214. Fill it out and you'll get a copy of your service record. Take it to the local VA office to see what benefits you can qualify for. You protected us, so it's time for America to protect you. This has been your veterans tip of the day.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.